Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Caterine Legato and James Jennings. Hello everyone, welcome to our new episode. Hello Caterina.
Hello James, how are you?
I'm very well, but I'm feeling the spooky vibes. It's Friday the 13th today.
Yes, oh my god, it's very spooky vibes and I've had a very spooky week.
I know. You've told me.
It's like people who've come to see me have had a lot of spooky stuff happening to them.
Okay.
It's the build up to spooky Friday the 13th.
Well, what do you think about Friday the 13th, Kat? Is it? Do you think it's got any legitimacy to it, or do you think it's the whole superstitious Friday?
I think it's a whole bunch of mind over matter.
I was going to call it a steady pile of horse crap, but what do you think it is?
As a collective consciousness, we all wait. Oh, it's Friday the 13th. It's bad luck. Spooky things are going to happen. So as a collective consciousness, we're manifesting spooky things to happen.
Right.
I think, you know, in my career, kind of almost every day has been a spooky day.
Exactly. Do you think that Friday the 13th, as you said, in terms of like collective consciousness manifesting, if people just expect a particular day or number to be unlucky, can they kind of like will it into existence? Can it start becoming
absolutely
unlucky?
We are creators, yeah. Because we are creators, we can absolutely will it into being, yeah. And the power of so many coming together at a particular day, you know, like such as Friday the 13th, then that manifesting power is even stronger because there's so many people. And, you know, it was funny because through the week, just going through the stores, you can see all the costumes for the kids and all those vampire teeth. Yeah.
Well, look, October is extra spooky this year because, again, we've got Friday the 13th, which is today. When people will be watching or listening to this, it will be today. And, of course, Halloween on October 31. Now, we're doing an episode on Halloween. Or have we already released that? I don't even know. I lose track, Kat. We've done that many episodes.
We have done an episode already.
Yeah, right. So the Friday the 13th episode, when we did the Halloween episode, we actually, I dug into some of the facts or the history of Halloween. And unsurprisingly, as with most things in human history, once you do a bit of digging, you just see how insane everything is and how things come from like the weirdest beginnings. So I did a bit of digging on Friday the 13th. Can I share with you?
Please go. Please do. Yeah.
All right. Now you can tell me how nutty you think this is. So as we've established, it's considered an unlucky day, Friday the 13th, in Western superstition. Now, no one can actually quite trace where the whole thing started, but there's a few theories, right? One is that the unlucky nature of the number 13 is a Norse myth about 12 gods having a dinner party at Valhalla, as you do. And then the trickster god Loki, who was not invited, arrived as the 13th guest and arranged for Hodur, I think is how it's pronounced, to shoot Baldur with a missile-tipped arrow. And then thus 13 was considered unlucky. That's one completely goofy theory of where it comes from.
Whatever.
Another one is Jesus's Last Supper. You had, the Last Supper and a crucifixion in which there were 13 individuals present. I mean, this really feels like clutching at straws if you ask me. And then adding Friday to the number 13 being unlucky,
born on a Friday. I think it's quite it's a special day, Friday. I was born on a Friday.
Oh,
and look what I became.
You're what, sorry?
I said, no, look what I became.
There you go. It's the luckiest day in the entire week. Yeah, but like,
I don't know that any particular day holds any, more or less fortune than another. I believe that every day is,
yeah.
how you get up in the morning and move through your day, your
Yeah,
thoughts, your
exactly.
emotions, your moods,
Yeah,
yeah.
exactly. And there's actually no record of the number 13 and Friday being linked before the 19th century. So it's not like this thing's been around forever. It's just like come into consciousness. One particular thing of linking Friday and the number 13, there was a French play in 1834 where a character said, "I was born on Friday, December 13th, in 1813, and that's where all my misfortunes come from." What else is
He
there?
just didn't want to work through his stuff, so he just blamed a day.
Exactly,
We
exactly.
can always, we can all blame, let's face it, stuff happens to us all the time. We can just blame it on a day,
Yeah.
blame it on the weather, can blame it on, the year or whatever. You can blame it all, you can just own it and go, okay.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. But isn't it crazy that like people have just decided that it's like, oh yeah, Friday the 13th sound like a day, and it's like, well, wait a minute. If you actually go back a tiny bit in history, you'll see it hasn't been around for that long, and the whole thing is quite tenuous. Like it's not like there's like good evidence that it's unlucky. It's actually like kind of crap. So probably the number one thing of where it came from is in 1907, a guy called T.W. Lawson wrote a popular novel called Friday the 13th. So that's kind of where it probably began. And then of course in the 1980s there were like Friday the 13th horror films, which people liked, I guess. But again, once you dig into it, it's not even, it's just, do you see how people have just kind of like created a thing? What is it, Kat? Why do people do this?
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland-Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Oh gosh, I think people will, come to, an idea comes out and people just all collectively run with it. And I think that's what's happened with this, it's just a date, I think, for lots of people to go have a bit of fun, dress
Yeah.
up, and
Yep.
yeah. And as we were saying in the other episode of about Halloween, I think that it as a collective, it's like, what are we manifesting on this day? Are we really manifesting? Are we really trying to attract the supernatural to us? Because that's what Friday the 13th means. It's the veils are lifted, and the supernatural becomes almost visible to the human eye. The dead are arising out of their graves. I mean, if as a collective consciousness, again, if we are all kind of thinking this, then we will create it. Are we going to be ready for it when it comes? Are you going to be ready for when you start having some nightmares, or you start seeing a few spirits roaming around your house, maybe even some vampires? If you're dressing up like a vampire, then you're definitely, there is a there is a vampiric type entities. That is real. I've seen it. So I definitely would not be dressing my kids up in a vampiric suit, nor would I be at all dressing myself in it, nor would I be attending a Friday the 13th event, because I would only attend things that are about peace and harmony for this earth, because I think we have enough issues going on. But look, who am I to judge? I think it's whatever people want to do, and it's their, they do what they want to do. If that's fun for them, then so be it.
I think
But I don't think it's as harmless. I just want to, I think people need to realize that, it's not as harmless as it seems. If you are dressing and doing the whole thing around the Friday the 13th, then
Sorry,
you're
Kat, can I interrupt for a
manifesting.
sec? Can I interrupt for a sec? I think you're confusing Friday the 13th and Halloween. Like, Halloween's when everyone gets dressed up and does all the stuff. They don't really, Friday the 13th, they don't do that.
I've
It's
heard
a
of it. No, I've heard of a lot of people that are having parties because it's Friday the
Oh,
13th and
really?
are dressing up. Yeah,
Oh,
that's why I'm
okay.
saying that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
It's a
through
different
just
stuff.
people, clients, yeah, that are like, oh, we're having this party because it's Friday, my daughter's having, or my son's having, all these school kids, and we're all gonna just have watched spooky movies and get together and dress up and do spooky stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I guess I'm coming from this space. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I actually one of the another thing that I uncovered in my research, Kat, and you may be able to verify this considering you're Italian, but apparently in Italy, 13 is considered a lucky number. Have you ever heard that before?
A lucky number, as is in Hinduism.
No, in Italy, like I read that, like in Italy, it's considered a
I
lucky
didn't
number.
know that about Italy, and I know Hinduism,
In
Hindu.
Hinduism, it is considered a
A
lucky number.
lucky number. It's about transformation. No, I didn't know in Italy they considered it a lucky number, really.
Yeah,
Because
it's
I thought the whole Christian thing, the Catholic thing with Jesus, would have made it a, and the 13 apostles and the betrayal
Yep.
would have made it an unlucky number. Yeah. I don't really consider 13 an unlucky number. I sort of see it more as a number of four, about to do with transformation, pushing beyond the boundaries so that you can transform. Because you push through the boundaries of your own limitations, then you're able to transform and become a bigger, better version of yourself.
Here you go. I've found the fact. It says in Italian popular culture, Friday the 17th and not the 13th is considered a bad luck day. And then it says, in fact, in Italy, 13 is generally considered a lucky number. What do you reckon? Does that
Oh, well, good.
sound
I'll run with that.
right up? Have you
Well,
ever been?
I'm going to intend that I will have a very lucky, fortunate, and happy day this Friday the 13th.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, here's another little factoid which is a little bit crazy. So, according to the Stress Management Center and Phobia Institute in Asheville, North Carolina, in the US, an estimated 17 to 21 million people, that's 17 to 21 million people in the US are affected by a fear of this day, making it the most feared day and date in history.
Is the collective consciousness,
Isn't that just
a
insane?
heightened sense of fear and worry, concern, anxiety, and that's all manifested out into the environment. So that's going to have a ripple effect, and it's going to attract experiences, things, that will represent that energy.
But it's so funny that like everyone just decides that that's what it is. It's a bad luck day. And again, this study, it found that like because people are really cautious on Friday the 13th, they don't want to take flights. A lot of them don't
Yeah,
want
I've heard that.
to.
Yeah, they
They don't
refuse
want
to fly.
to. They don't want to leave the house. So they've estimated that between US $800 and $900 million is lost in business on that day from
Wow.
people not going places. Isn't that wild?
I'm actually busy, so my clients are all very evolved.
I mean, would you ever avoid a flight? I know the answer to this. You wouldn't avoid a flight on the on Friday the 13th, would you, Kat?
No, not at all. I would only avoid a flight if I had a really deep sense within me. It doesn't matter what day it was. If something really, within me was kind of telling me, no, don't get on that flight, don't go, then I wouldn't go. I don't care how much the flight costs me. But aside from that, I would not fly because it's Friday the 13th.
Do you believe, do you think luck and being unlucky are actual things? Like, do you think that, or again, is it something?
I think it comes down to what you believe about yourself. If you believe, and it's funny because, some time ago I actually had a revelation about myself and luck and unluck, lucky and unlucky. Because I remember as a child, my mother would go, "Oh, those people are so lucky. They just bought a house. Oh, those people are so lucky. They just got whatever, a new job, or they just got a new, or they're so lucky that they've got money." And so I realized that I'd actually taken on this recording. And then I found myself saying it. And that's when I realized, I go, I've got to drop this. This is really I'd be saying, "Oh, those people are really lucky, some such and such happened to them." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I am repeating my mother's programming." So I sort of stopped. I became more consciously aware of not saying, "Oh, these people are so lucky," because I think luck is something that, if you believe in it, if you believe that your every day is blessed, that, everything that happens is happening for a really positive reason. You just have that awareness of self, and even if we're going through challenging times, you always ask the universe for the best outcome. I think that's the way you go with that, rather than feeling like, "Oh, I'm lucky," or "I'm unlucky," or "They're lucky and they're lucky." Those people always get lucky breaks, and we don't. I think we put too much energy into the lucky and unlucky, and that's why I'm saying I realized this only a while back that that was something from my childhood, because that was something my mother, she still does it. "Oh, my friends are so lucky because, this and this happened to them." And it's like, no, doesn't mean you're lucky because good things happen to you. Good things should ha happen for everybody.
Exactly. I've heard that as well a lot from
Yeah,
my
it's a real
family.
thing, isn't it? Hey.
It is. And it's like it's dismissing the fact that instead of luck, a lot of people get these good things because they work hard or, you
They've
know.
worked through their stuff or their desire, and everybody deserves for good things to happen. I think, I don't think it's about, it's not like, God's up there going, "Well, this person will have this much luck and that person always gonna have less luck."
It's pretty crazy, isn't it? And look, and people can be really superstitious. And again, when you look at superstitions, they really are crazy.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
black cats are unlucky, or a rabbit's foot is lucky, or in
Yeah,
Ireland,
that's
it's
right.
the
Those
Barney phone
talisman.
luck. It's like all cultures have these rituals built around.
Oh, yeah. I remember as a child, my mother, if we ever bought bread, she'd send us out to buy bread. We had to never face it, the top face it down, because then that was unlucky.
Really?
Yeah. So, you come home and you throw the bread wherever on the table with his kids, She'd be, "Oh, no, you never put the bread upside down." Yeah, it was like an unlucky thing. And so, yeah. And then she'd, if we'd done that, she'd turn it over and pray over it so that, yeah, to take any bad luck away.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's the
Off
first
you go,
time I've
how?
heard. It's the first time I've heard
Yeah.
putting bread up the wrong way is unlucky. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, there you go. Old, yeah, just old stuff that, yeah. Yeah, it's interesting, all the different, everybody, all the different country, all the different
cultures.
You know, people of the world, cultures, sorry, yeah, have so many different beliefs about luck and what's lucky and what's unlucky. There's some really strange things, you know. It's like, oh, you throw salt over your head. Isn't that meant to
Yeah, I've
take
heard that
away
as
bad
well.
luck?
Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard that. I've heard
Or
that.
keep away bad spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of funny things amongst the cultures, and
Yeah.
I think it all comes back to, you know, if you have a strong belief and sense of self, then you've nothing to really fear.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just remembered I was living in a haunted building in London many years ago, and what's funny about it is that on in one of the apartments, they'd hung a horseshoe upside down above their door, and I swear they must have done it because they knew the place was haunted. And I was like, oh, guess what? The horseshoe's not really doing anything because that ghost is roaming roaming the building.
Well,
Like,
they don't care. Oh,
yeah,
God. It's
exactly.
like when I go to haunted houses and people have been smudging till the walls are almost black. And I said, the ghosts don't care. They're not
Yeah.
worried by a bit of smoke. They don't have lungs anymore, so they don't care that you can smoke your
Yeah.
house as much as it doesn't affect them.
Oh,
It's just so funny what people will do, you know.
yeah.
That's what I mean. I think sometimes there's a lot of mind over matter. Yeah, but if you turn the horseshoe, upside down, then that's meant to be bad luck. Your luck's going down. But if you have the horseshoe up, then you're keeping your luck upwards.
Yep. Okay.
That's how I've understood the whole
But isn't
horseshoe thing.
it bizarre that a horseshoe, a
What
shoe
has that got to
goes
do
on a
with
horse?
luck? I know.
It's
Yeah, but this is, some of it's a bit silly, isn't it?
You know what,
But
Katerina?
again, you know, if having that horseshoe makes you feel lucky,
Sure.
then you will manifest that.
Yep. But you know, people be crazy, Kat. People be crazy. Do you see many people coming to see you who are quite superstitious?
I guess, look, yeah, I think we're all a bit superstitious. I think everybody is a bit superstitious, you know. It's just to what level and degree, you know, different levels and degrees. But I think everybody's a bit suspicious.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, maybe we'll leave it there, Katarina, and we'll let everyone get on with their Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
Let us know if you come across any horseshoes or black cats or lucky rabbit feet or murderers in hockey masks, like in the movie Friday the 13th. You let us know if you have a bit of a spooky Friday the 13th, and you can tell us if you believe that it's an unlucky day. We'd love to hear from you. So please comment and let us know. And we'll be back again soon, Katerina.
Thank you, James. Thank you, everyone. Have a beautiful day.
Indeed. We'll see you
Have
next
a
time.
happy day.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katerina, please visit www.patreon. That's patreon.com/ The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.